Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, let's do some numbers. We're welcoming back to the program Linda Bilmes, who's a Harvard professor of public finance and co-author of her latest book, The People Factor, Strengthening America by Investing in Public Service. She co-authored that book with Scott Gould. She joined us from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Remember back in the day when $3 trillion seemed like a big number? That was the title of your previous book, The $3 Trillion War, Assessing the True Cost of the Iraq Conflict. Now we learn that the federal deficit over the next 10 years is going to be revised to $9 trillion.
That's right.
Help me with those zeros.
Well, there are two pieces of budget news today. Firstly, the deficit for this year is $250 billion lower than expected. This actually might seem like good news, but it means that the government hasn't been able to spend all the money that it had planned to stimulate the economy. And actually, when the economy is in recession, you want it to be spending. The second piece of news, as you mentioned, is the fact that the deficit over the next decade is $2 trillion. Dollars higher than the administration first projected.
So one $250 billion mistake and then another $2 trillion mistake, right?
Well, I mean, the $250 billion is just referring to this year.
Right.
And, you know, that is related to how much money is coming in and being spent this year. The you know, clearly worse news is that when you look at long-term spending on things like Medicare and Social Security and the Iraq and Afghanistan wars and paying interest on the debt.
And a new health care reform plan.
Well, we can come to that in a minute because we don't have a health care reform plan yet, and that's part of the solution to the problem here. But all of the things that we're spending on now are out of control.
Wow. So we don't have time, actually, to go through the various policy implications here, but certainly this will complicate the debate on health care reform as people try to assess whether we can afford this or not. What does $9 trillion in 2019 as the federal deficit or national debt mean to an average American, say someone who's going to turn 63 in 10 years?
Well, you know, what it means is that right now, I mean, our national debt, the amount that the country owes, grew considerably. It was $5 trillion at the beginning of the Bush administration. When at the beginning of the Obama administration, it had doubled as a result of the tax cuts and the Iraq War and Medicare Part D and so forth. And what this means is that it's going to rise even further, and so the average American is carrying tens of thousands of debt, and a large portion of that debt is owed overseas and to other creditors who are becoming worried about the scale of the debt and whether the U.S. dollar is a good store of value.
I mean, is there a break point here? I mean, I got to go, but I still have to ask. I mean, is there some sort of year beyond which this is not sustainable? I mean,
well, I just want to make one point on health care, because opponents of the health care reform are going to say that we can't afford it now because of the budget deficit.
Right.
But they're forgetting the cost of not adopting health care. The alternative to adopting health care, which is to keep the status quo, is going to cost us even more over the long term, because it means fewer people are going to have preventative care, are going to have primary care, which means even more of them will end up with long, expensive chronic illnesses. And over the long term, which is what we're talking about here, that's going to cost even more.
So between a $9 trillion rock and a $12 trillion hard place, maybe, you know, with a few zeros taken out here and there. Linda Bilmes, Harvard professor of public finance and co-author with Joseph Stiglitz of the book $3 Trillion War, The True Cost of the Iraq Conflict. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you, John.
And now a quick look at the headlines.
Some of the stories we're following this morning, H1N1, also known as swine flu, could affect half the nation's population and kill as many as 90,000. That's according to a new presidential panel yesterday. Ben Bernanke will apparently serve a second term as chairman of the Federal Reserve. We're waiting for that news later this morning.
And John Durham's the big name in Washington. Attorney General Eric Holder has appointed him to investigate CIA interrogation techniques. Coming up, is it worth paying for health insurance when you're young? It doesn't cost $9 trillion.